Amare Stoudemire scored 22 points, J.R. Smith added 18, and the New York Knicks overcame a 22-point deficit without All-Star Carmelo Anthony to beat the Cavaliers 102-97 last night. The Knicks trailed 52-30 in the second quarter when Anthony injured his right knee. The Miami Heat set a franchise record with their 15th consecutive victory. The Heat led by just 6 with 8 minutes left before going on a 17-5 run to beat Minnesota 97-81. Dwayne Wade had 32 points. 10 rebounds and 7 assists, while LeBron James chipped in 20 points and 10 boards. The winning streak has allowed the Heat to open a 7-game lead over Indiana in the Eastern Conference. Elsewhere, Orlando beat New Orleans 105-102, Milwaukee defeated Utah 109-108, Denver won against Atlanta 105-88, and Golden State beat Toronto 100-98. Checking the NHL, Toronto doubled up New Jersey 4-2, Pittsburgh beat Tampa Bay 4-3, and Los Angeles topped Nashville 3-0. In top 25 college basketball, for the first time in the school's history, Gonzaga is the top team in the Associated Press men's basketball poll. The 29-2 Bulldogs switched spots with Indiana. Fourth-ranked Kansas defeated Texas Tech 79-42, and eighth-ranked Louisville beat Cincinnati 67-51. In baseball spring training action, Boston overcame Tampa Bay 5-1, and Atlanta defeated the Mets 4-2. Finally, Baltimore Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco signed a 6-year package worth $120.6 million, making him the highest-paid player in NFL history. In top 25 women's college basketball, Baylor racked up 2 wins last week to maintain the top spot in the Associated Press women's basketball poll for a 9th straight week. Notre Dame and Connecticut are 2-3 in the poll, with Stanford 4th and California 5th. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.